Authorities say up to 30,000 gallons of the acid, which is used in various products, including foods, beverages, and pharmaceuticals, leaked when three tanker cars plunged into the creek.
And they've completed removing the solution from those tankers, and they've removed the cars from the creek, and we're decontaminating the cars. So right now, their focus is on containing, neutralizing, and removing that material from the environment.
Brandy Smith is a spokeswoman for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, one of the agencies assisting in the cleanup. Fletcher Creek feeds into both Cotton Lake and the Escambia River.
They are monitoring it regularly. CSX has contractors out there. I believe the county has been monitoring as well. They're keeping an eye on the situation so they know where the impacts are and what they need to do to address those impacts.
There were no injuries in the derailment, but the news website northescambia.com says about 300 fish in Fletcher Creek died from the high acid concentration the first 2 days after the accident. However, acid or pH levels in Cotton Lake and the Escambia River are said to have remained near normal.
They are using lime and soda ash at the site. It's going to take a while. Once they get through cleaning up the acid that's in the creek, there'll be some restoration that'll have to occur. They had to take down some trees, build some temporary roadways. So it's going to take a little while before things get back to the way they were.
The crash investigation is being led by CSX Railroad and the Federal Rail Administration. Calls to CSX for updated information have not been returned. But just after the wreck, spokeswoman Kristen C. said they were focusing on three areas.
And that would be the track, the rail cars, and the locomotives themselves, and how the train was being operated. So anytime there's a derailment or any type of incident like that, those are the three major areas that we look at. And we also have event recorders that are on the trains that are very similar to like a black box in a plane that records the events that have happened during the incident.
C added it was uncertain just how long the investigation and cleanup of Fletcher Creek would take.
It'll be a multiple day investigation and remediation effort. We're doing the best that we can working around the clock, and that we're going to do this in the most safe and effective way that we can.
Another agency monitoring things is the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County, whose health advisory remains in effect. Robert Merritt heads the local office's Environmental Health Division.
We just wanted to make the people aware, if they do go into that area, to stay away from the water and be careful, and we'll keep people notified as time goes on.
Groundwater testing has also been conducted, with plans to offer testing of any well within a quarter mile of the accident site. And trains are again moving across that stretch of track. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.